What's going on, everyone? This is Jack Allen with another episode of Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. Go follow me at Kojak Podcast. If you're not, I don't know what you're doing, but go follow me there. YouTube, Patreon, all those things. It's all at Kojak Podcast. And we're doing another special day or another episode with my special friend. Special as in not special, you know, special person. Scott from Just Be Normal Podcast. Scotty, how are you today? And thanks for coming on, dude.
Jack, appreciate it as always. Excited to dive into it. I think we got a laundry list of stuff to get into. I did my own bit of research to follow up from last week. So yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Oh, dude, look at you. You're going to start reading like me soon. You're going to have whole episodes on random topics.
Yeah, we'll see.
But so I'm trying to think if there's anything. Do you have any current, because until people trickle in here, I'm trying to think of anything that's not important. So when people jump in, we're not in the middle of anything.
No.
Any exciting stories to share?
No, the only thing that we didn't, I don't think I have anything to cover on it. The heat finally broke. So I think people are calming down.
The heat.
Because it was the talk of the town. And then it became like, oh, now we're in this heat. I don't know. It was like a heat pandemic. Like, so you know what I mean?
Dude, I still don't get, like, I think I told you, like, it's the summer. It's always hot. It's been hot in the summer since as long as I've been alive.
I remember as a kid, like, your tradition was like it would get to the mid 90s in July. Like, that's just what it did. And what do you know? Right. We were in the middle of July. Like, I don't know.
That was ridiculous. And then did you know in Europe, though? So, like, they kept complaining about Britain and stuff. I guess they don't have air conditioning units. That's like an American thing, having AC.
So that's where it honestly actually like hit home. So my wife's cousin lives in London currently.
They have
a big, like it's like a German Shepherd, you know, similar German Shepherd or whatever kind of retriever, like a long haired dog.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like life control for them. They had to like put fans on it because the heat was like so hot there. So like, I get that, but it's also like, why don't they have air conditioning?
And also you shouldn't get like I see people have huskies around our area and that's fine in the winter, but dude, that dog is made for the Arctic or for
them in Florida way too much.
Are you serious, dude?
All the time, dude, at the dog park and people are like, yeah, I don't understand why my dog doesn't seem happy. Like, it's like, this dog can't breathe. It's so hot.
Its fur is meant to last like negative 40 degree cold. That's probably why it's not having a great time.
Yeah. Speaking of which, and this is something that we can do as a little filler. We joke about it on my show. The people who were here last week saw the dog I have.
Yeah.
I have a Dalmatian. And it's, from my point of view, it's very clear. It's white with black spots. Like, there's, you would be shocked by the amount of people that ask me what type of dog I have. And it's like, come on. Like, you don't, like, ooh, is it? And I go, yeah, it's a Dalmatian. It's like, come on. So dog knowledge and people just buying dogs all willy-nilly is very prevalent.
No matter. Well, yeah, and you got your dog trained.
We were well calculated. Yeah. Too, because I know what it's like. Like, getting a puppy is no big deal. Like, or it is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nothing to be taken lightly. And that's why, I mean, you saw, I'm sure, like all the articles that were like COVID dogs being returned, like rescues are going out of control now because like people got a dog in COVID because they were bored. And now they're like, oh shit, it's like a lot of work.
So. And if you get like a big dog and don't train it, that's like a house destroyer. It'll just take out everything.
I'm telling you, people get like police dogs, like Malinois or German Shepherds and think like, oh, it's so cute. It's just a puppy. And then they'll leave for work and it'll like rip the floorboards up. And it's like, yeah, because that dog is used to literally working for 8 hours a day.
Right.
Like penned up.
Oh my God. People are just that. That's the moral of the story. People are stupid. Everywhere. Dude, I'm amazed that they like get that far in life a lot of times.
Trust me, I know.
You know, I just, oh God, maybe we like made everything too, food should not be readily available. If we close that off, I think we'd have to see a much different place, maybe better place. I know I'm sounding like Bill Gates here, but there is some validity to this. You know,
the week go down easy and then
yeah.
It's only the strong survivors.
Go down easy. Oh my God. So last episode, we got some people here. So we'll start. Last episode, you posed the question, why do we go to the beach? And if you, and explain why you asked the question, because it's on the surface, it does sound like a stupid question.
Sure. But yeah, it literally happened as a thought I was pondering on at the beach, because I'm sitting there and I went to Virginia 2 weeks ago, I think it was now. And it was in the middle of that real hot week. It was the heat pandemic.
Yeah.
Yes. The heat pandemic for the 1 week. And I was cooking. Dude, you could feel, you know, those days where you feel the UV rays. So I was like, I just wasn't enjoying myself. Like, it was very uncomfortable to be outside. So I was like, this is a weird scenario because the water's freezing. I'm covered in sand. It's so hot. I do enjoy going to the beach, but I wondered a lot of this stuff could be done better, maybe by a lake or a different body. So I wondered, why do we originally go?
Right. And so why do we go? Why do we
I
go
did my beach? Digging, folks. And for me, if you guys knew me, this is more reading than I've done in a long time. But I read an article. So it was posted by the Washington Post. But they did a deep dive on the origin story of going to the beach. And it's all relayed back to where we were actually just talking about in England. And in Great Britain, they went to, I can send you the article too. They went to the beach early on as it was a draw just of something from a different world, we've talked about some divine reasoning.
Yeah.
And then that sort of died down with the building up of cities and things like that. But what had happened was it's had the draw of healing powers. So it dates back to the guy originally who discovered oxygen. I forget what his name. But
he got oxygen. Damn.
Yeah. So what they realized though is that water contains oxygen. So their thought process was if you go there, dip your body in this big pool of cold water, something good will happen. So what it dates back to is them thinking it had healing powers, but then just like everything else, the money came behind. So they would take, the reason I was smiling so much, I was reading in the article right before we got on that they would dunk pale girls in there because they thought they were not well. So they would take, so this is what it says. It says, like tempering steel, these periodic cold baths were seen as a method of toughening up patients, including young girls who were thought to be dangerously pale. And it's just I guess I get it. You think this huge body of cold water might have some effect. But then, like I said, the money that came behind it was then it became a place of who could afford to do that the most. And people started to treat it, as a sign of royalty. And that's why it became holiday. You take a holiday to the beach. It's if you can afford to take a holiday to the beach, you're balling. And then it just became a status symbol. And I think that's where it eventually just came for us. Then you if your status, you better find something to enjoy while you're there. So swimming, fishing, all the bullshit that we do at the beach now is what they were doing back then.
Dude, I mean, imagine swimming also in these huge outfits that I have on. I'm surprised people didn't drown. And this, it said bathing machine. I said, what the hell is a bathing machine? They would, in the 1880s, they would... Because you said, the wealthy people, they would build little sheds, carry them by horses near the in the shallow water to get changed in them. And then they would just step in the water. Isn't that great?
So they did all that. That's just a changing booth?
Yeah, it's a changing booth. I don't know why they would do that, but I guess.
You have your riding outfit and then you have your swimming outfit.
Dude, isn't that crazy though?
Yeah, your cotton pantaloons might weigh you down a tad, dude. That would imagine what I picture Ben Franklin looking like and then just jumping in the water.
Exactly. I think the guys, they still had to wear a shirt. I mean, that's a little puritanical. I'm down with, going back to some more less scandalous dressing, but that might be too far to the other side.
I don't need to wear my Sunday best into the ocean. That doesn't sound too thrilling. So. But yeah, dude, so it was all healing at first. And then, like I said, money always takes over. And now it was just a race of status. So it was pretty cool.
it's, you know, you hear, see like a Boardwalk Empire that selling on the beach or whatever, like mm-hmm. alcohol towns and stuff. I mean, it is, they were like something exciting. Even like Cape May, where we used to go, that's like the oldest beach resort in America. Like the president would spend his summer, whatever vacation, like he would stay. That's where they set up the White House in, you know, in the summertime was in Cape May. So it is like, it is an interesting topic. We should dive more deeper into this bathing suit and beach topic.
Yeah. And the other thing that also, I shouldn't be too confused because there is major ports at all the big cities too, because they're just more inland, but never mind. Yeah. There's a lot to dive into. The beach absolutely is fascinating. And well,
so
ships.
I wanted to talk about like the medicine, because you brought up beach and doctors. So I try to add some education to the show so it's not too us just talking. But have you ever wondered how our medical system got started in America?
Well, no, and I'm sure that was your assumed answer, but after getting involved like with working in like sales in different areas and stuff, like
yeah,
you do start to wonder the big stuff. So no, I had no clue.
Well, so in the like olden days, so like 1800s time, 1830s, 40s, 50s, doctors were like a dime a dozen. Like it was an oversaturation of doctors. They made as much as teachers, dude. They didn't make a lot. It wasn't a status symbol. It was just a regular, you know, like a regular job. Like there was doctor schools at everywhere you could go. And obviously, and then people would actually prefer to go to like homeopathy and like people mixing, you know, nature.
Taking people to the ocean.
Yes, like dude. No, exactly. That's exactly it. That's like that's what they preferred to, because the doctors at those time were doing the leeches and these crazy things. Mm-hmm. It was like painful to go to the doc. You know, like, would you rather jump in the ice cold ocean or would you rather have leeches or whatever? Are there leeches or what's the thing that sucks your blood? I think.
They're leeches. Yeah, they're just not in the ocean. But either way, because what I was going to say too, though, was that in that time frame, wasn't the primary method, let's just hack it off? Like, my arm's turning, like, let's just take his arm off.
I'm sure they did. I don't know I think it was more like Civil War. So Civil War, dude, there's like a awesome quote. It was like something like insane, dude. Like, I'm just going to make it up, but it's around this. Like 60% of all the deaths in the Civil War were like diet related, because they were eating such crap food. Wow. They were, like, or just like eating nothing.
So like that diarrhea was, to death.
Yeah,
right?
Diarrhea. You would die from that. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I remembered him.
And
it's crazy, dude.
Rosalind in the chat brought up how the Rockefellers and Rothschilds took over anything homeopathic. And Rosalind, they absolutely did. They ruined it. But the John D. Rockefeller, the first Rockefeller, he was actually a homeopath. And he thought the secret to living a long life was drinking breast milk every morning. So he would get a fresh squeezed glass of breast milk. And that's what he thought was his. He would drink that. They just switched later on to something else we're not allowed to talk about. But
he would fit in with those ladies who breastfeed their kids till they're like 15 years old.
Yeah,
those
dude, he would be sucking on the teat too, I'm sure.
Interesting folk.
Have you ever seen his picture, dude? He looks like a goddamn...
does he look like a breast milk drinker? An adult milk drinker?
Yeah, here he is. I'm just going to share this because I know, I'm sure everyone else, but you have to see what he looks like, dude, because it's scary. This is him. He looks like the Egyptian mummy.
Holy...
he looks like those mummies that they unwrap after like thousands of years, and
he looks like if I had super strength and just reached in his mouth, grabbed all his teeth out, that's like what would be left. What's wrong with his face?
But he was the guy that changed everything in America. So like I said, there was doctors everywhere, and so the Civil War happens and everyone's like broke kind of after the war. And so there's having all these revolts, like all the unions are revolting, a lot of his companies. And so they hire first, do you know who the Pinkertons are? They're in Red Dead Redemption. Okay. The Pinkertons were this private police force that they would send places and they would just kick the shit out of all of the protesters or like whatever, and just like they would kill people too. I mean, dude, they were vicious. So like in the Wild Wild West, the Pinkertons were feared. Yeah.
Got it. That's where I've definitely heard of them, whether it was in a movie or like studying that time frame. And like you said, dude, they were those guys would roll up with like clubs, just beat people. It wouldn't look back. Like, right. No. Like they don't care.
So, yeah, they did, dude. And that eventually they got, but so they're doing that. They realize that's not, violence isn't working. So Rockefeller and Carnegie and these power people, they start building libraries and stuff like that. And like giving these huge philanthropic donations. And obviously if you can't eat, a library doesn't really excite you. But like, for example, people were living in these windowless shacks, a whole family, eight people in New York City, while Rockefeller had a 3,500 acre sprawling estate in the middle of New York City, Central Park. And it was even bigger than, while all these people are getting like all these horrible diseases from lack of sunlight and from working. So people were, needless to say, very aggravated. So this is what they do, dude. Like social work started after this in the 1870s. And it was because Rockefeller and all these guys, they gave all these donations to start social work. And you think, oh, that's so nice of them to help, to care about all these people. But they did it to end the protest. They did it because they give you a little like crumb. They take the cookie because it's going to be cheaper in the long run to do that.
Give you a little bit of yours, clean up the mess, and then they look. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And dude, think how much that happens today. Like our all politicians or whatever, they'll like, you want free, and I'm just making this up, but you want free college or waive college student debt. I'm sure they're eventually going to say, here, we'll give you 10,000 off your debt. That's all we can do. And so that's what they it's like they're negotiating. They know you're not going to get what you want, but they'll give you something that you didn't think about or a little idea.
And then what they won't tell you is like, they'll add little fees everywhere and raise the 10 on the back end anyway. You know what I mean? Like that's that, whatever, if anyone's giving you something for free, it's already an issue.
And they did it. So this is, you know, like that Green New Deal they're talking about, always like the charges on carbon or whatever. Yeah. Well, like in the 1930s, when FDR, he created Social Security. And before that, you didn't even have an ID number. But anyway, so he creates Social Security. And the reason why he does this, it's not because he cares about old people and wants them to live forever or live longer and not have to work their whole lives. They did it again because they made it a law for like 8 years that if you had a company over 50 people, you had to provide health benefits, insurance, all these things. And so why they did that was to limit. So like, imagine like our company being forced to act with the Green New Deal, like these carbon restrictions that would kill our company, you know? Yeah. So that it was the goal wasn't to give people insurance. It was to ruin any company that may threaten their dominance.
Yeah. Keep them small enough to where they are no threat, or make them big enough to pay the price. And
yeah, exactly. So. That's a nice line, dude. Did you just come up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't thinking on it all day.
That could be on a t-shirt or something.
I wasn't reading these books, but.
And then, so finally though, this minister, dude, a Baptist minister, Reverend Gates, no relation to Bill Gates, he gives a tip to Rockefeller. He says, stop wasting our money on libraries and parks. Let's get involved in education. And so that starts the General Education Board. And what they do is they just require, like, so Johns Hopkins was the first. They give them $1 million. They build this beautiful lab for doctors that they can experiment, you know, open bodies, blah, blah, blah. And then slowly they start requiring, as they grow, they start requiring all medical schools to have a lab or all medical schools to have a clinical piece. And this just eventually, just like the businesses we were just talking about, these little schools, the only way you'll get the money from Rockefeller is if you do this, but they can't afford, they're barely getting by, you know, they're just having like a speaking doctor class. And that slowly but surely just takes over everything.
And I'd also be wanting to know too, like, I'm sure there was drive to do it to weed out, like, because I'm sure there was doctors that weren't socially, like, because if it was such a common job, they're not getting paid a lot, like you said.
Yeah.
They're just common folk. Like, they probably felt safe with who was able to, I'm assuming you paid for your schooling then at some degree to go to this college. So that weeds out any poor people. Like,
you
so
nailed
now it's
it,
just
dude.
Establishing the,
yeah, dude, that was great. That's literally in the, my notes from that's exact. It now created that higher, like you had to be higher class to become a doctor. Now you couldn't work as a farmer and then pay your medical school.
And
because
dude, these towns and the population was so small that they knew all the rich people. So they probably knew like, oh, the whoever family can afford to get their kid into this medical school. Yeah. So like the money will stay up. They'll have a high income through him. Like, you know what I mean?
It's absolutely, dude. And that just, and it just continued. But that general education board, they didn't stop at medical schools. They did everywhere. So you wouldn't, and these trusts, dude, like they have interest. So they just they put whatever $1 million in 1870 is worth, you know, billions today. Yeah. And they still use this fund to keep schools in the state with the help of private experts, make these requirements of what a school needs to teach, like, you know, PSSAs or those standardized tests. And so if you don't do this, you don't get the funding from these trusts that were set up 150 years ago.
Nice.
And so that's how you keep people in line, dude. Isn't that, because if they didn't have that money, they'd collapse.
The callback is it's all for the educational system. Like that's but you're punishing it just to get your, it's dude, so crazy.
I know. I just
need to follow the paper trail long enough. Like that's how people get into like this world, is because people like myself just usually get too lazy. So it's like, yeah, where does that come from? I don't care. You know what I mean? It's like,
I think also, so like, you know, we were kind of different students in school. You were, for
everyone lackadaisical to say the least.
Scott though was Mr. School Spirit. He won that in the newspaper, and it wasn't some small school. This is nothing to laugh at. We graduated with like 1,000 kids. So 4,000 in high school.
Talking about it,
and Scott won. Was his most school spirited?
Hell yeah, it was.
Hell
brother.
Yeah.
It was, but I mean, it's all to say, like, I think socially, I always tell people that. Like, if anyone ever calls me dumb, I just say I'm socially gifted, which I think is somewhat true. But it's like, I was, to the people, I think you've caught on by now, I wasn't a top tier student, but, you know, I kept up socially.
But I don't think that, so like that's, I did that this episode. There's a guy who writes book, John Taylor Gatto, and he explains how the schooling system in America, it's not created to get you to inspire to learn. Like it only take it. So in the pre-revolutionary war post-revolutionary war, there was no mandatory schooling. And you can't even read like the papers that like Ben Franklin and Thomas Paine and these brilliant founding fathers, they didn't go to a mandatory school. Like they were smarter at 19 than I will ever. Like they wrote like goddamn poets, but it's because, and so once they so they would learn how to read, I mean, brilliant minds. And it takes like 100 hours to learn how to read and write and do math of a person who wants to learn. So you could pick that when you're 12 or 10. And so if that's the goal, what they say, you know, high school's goal is to teach you how to read and write or whatever, and prepare you for the future. You can do that, and you don't need 12 years to do it or 8 years to do it. You can do it. And, you know, so what's the point, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the other point, like, I don't know. I was always one of those kids who kind of wondered why I was there the whole time. Like, why do I need to know the 3 different types of triangles? Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, sure, it's, but like, and you'll get mocked for saying something like that. But it's like, okay, then, like, besides a trivia question, when have I had to look at something and been like, oh my gosh, that isosceles triangle in there is clearly not acting right. It's like, I don't know, dude. It's like little stuff like that. It's like, but you get it. It's, you think that's the kind of example I'm trying to give. It's like, I don't think about it, but dude, they clearly were just doing it to try to keep us busy.
Yeah, exactly. And so what else they teach you, like who funded that? Like how I just said, the Rockefellers funded this, the modern edge, they actually had to go to with guns to this neighborhood in Massachusetts who was refusing to send their kids to public school. But what do they teach you? They teach you, and maybe it's changed a little bit, but how to sit in line, how to listen to the teacher to tell you what to do next. You have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. All these things, they were programming people for when they would go work in Rockefeller's factory. They would stay in line. They'd wait for the bell to eat lunch. They'd wait for the bell to tell them they were done. And that's what they wanted, because America, you know, it was an amazing place. Like, dude, we were the, we dominated, you know, from 1776 to for a long time, we were the top dog, innovation, inventions, all this stuff. And that was because you had the freedom to do whatever you wanted. Yeah. You know, you didn't have the church holding you down, and whether that's a good thing now or, but it's neither the point, but that's why we were so, and so then schooling started and that changed. We lost that like American entrepreneurial spirit with this, you know, requirement of schooling that, like you just said, you were like, why the hell am I learning this?
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, dude, it's almost like it's because it's like nothing was different back then, but it also really was, because at that time, then look what happened. Like someone had to come in and drop the hammer. So like the conservative church people were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm, you know, cause yeah. I'm sure that was like free thinking back in the day as like entrepreneurial. So they were probably like, let's get back in line here. But then nowadays it's like the same kind of thing. It's, I don't know. There's the divide is always there. Everyone's trying to ruin everyone's day. Like if someone were to be back then and just be in the middle and be like, yeah, let's just be entrepreneurs, kind of follow rules and all get like, I think things would have went really, really well.
Like, that's no, what you think? We had maybe.
To, I don't know, dude. It just seems like now, because look at what has happened since, like the educational system is, it's a mess.
It's a mess, dude. Billions of dollars of our, I mean, you know, we all pay taxes to the school district every, and like, what does it, are you creating these amazing people or what are you, you're, no, you're not, like you're failing. I think in California, dude, the literacy rate hit like, I'm not like 60% on graduation in the schools that get billions of dollars. They can't even teach kids how to read and write. And that's not the teacher's fault, but it is the way school is set up. Like you can't, young boys and girls, but young boys aren't meant to, they like can't just sit in a chair for 8 hours every day. Like they want to be outside. They should be watching, you know, some guy, a carpenter, watching a plumber or whatever, and you can to see what they want to do, and then they could learn it. And that's what how it used to be. They would follow what they were interested in. Maybe that wasn't it. They go apprentice somewhere else. And yeah, it's just so beyond broken, dude.
Yeah, it's rough. And the only inspirational stories you hear of like someone getting out of the hood and, you know, becoming a professor at Harvard, you know, you hear those stories, especially on the internet. It's all because one teacher was like, yeah, you should just be open-minded thinking. And like, you don't have to succumb to this bullshit. And the kid's just like, huh? Like, you know what I mean? And that's all it takes. And it's just, it's so dumbed down. And I feel like the worse the school is, the worse it's like, get bell on time. Like there is no creativity.
No, just, none, dude. They, cause they don't want, they want you to be a drone. And that's, that's exactly it. And you know what? School never even taught you this fact that I'm about to blow everyone's mind on. Everyone's mind. So I hate vegetables. Everybody know. Well, you, the listeners don't know, but Scott knows I hate vegetables. I hate eating them. They're disgusting. And broccoli is a big bodybuilding vegetable. Everyone eats broccoli. Well, you know what? I knew I knew there was a reason why I didn't like broccoli. It's not found in nature. How about that?
Huh?
It's not, you can't, there is no broccoli. There is no broccoli. There is no cauliflower. There is no,
I wonder, is there Brussels sprouts?
What?
Brussels sprouts?
I didn't look up if Brussels
sprouts. Okay, because they grow similarly, like just on a giant stalk like that. Okay. So damn, kale really too?
Kale as well, dude. They're not found in nature. They're genetically modified vegetables.
I think kale, now that you're saying, I think I might have known that one. Damn, dude, didn't know hitting home with the broccoli too.
I know. And dude, and that, so I knew why. I mean, I've like, anything that doesn't taste good, I don't want to eat. I don't think I have to eat it. We'll see how that works out for me. But broccoli though, dude, I had no idea that it's not a real vegetable.
The best like, part is you say that and the food you make, you complain about eating every day.
I know.
You say, oh, I don't eat the stuff that doesn't taste good. And then I hear you complaining about how bad your food tastes. And it's, you don't improve on that situation. I'm not a chef, dude. Fake cheese to everything, hot sauce, all the good stuff. But yes, dude, it's, go ahead.
I just thought that was amazing. Like, and dude, so for genetically modified foods, like I'm sure, I don't know if you've ever heard, but like what they do is, and I'm not saying they did that with broccoli originally, because that, I'm sure it's been around for a while, but they'll like they'll take like genes from a fish like that. It's like resistant to mold or something like that. They'll take that gene, splice it out, put it in your broccoli gene, in the broccoli or a potato or a tomato. And so all of our foods are literally like these Franken foods that are, well, yeah.
Dude, you ever eat a natural apple that's the size of like a plum? Like,
no, I haven't.
They're tiny, dude. Like, so that's, it's so funny. I used to get, in Florida, I used to get like natural Florida apples, and you would get like 14 of them to a bag. And they were all these, it would take you, I'm not joking, 4 bites on each side and you would be done. Hilarious. Then you go to like one of the big brands and just go to their apple, like their Granny Smith apples, dude, bigger than a fit, like huge, like a grapefruit size.
Right. They're
apple.
Monsters. Yeah.
I have monsters. To split it with someone. It's like too much apple. And so, but that's, and that's interesting that that's how they get there. It's like,
yeah,
it's literally building like a superfood.
Right. Dude. And like, just like how Rockefeller like switched places with Gates, but Gates, he's big in the GMO world, like Monsanto, he's big part of that and all those companies. And so what they do is any like of our, the seeds that God gave us, these, you know, like you eat an apple, you throw it on the ground, it seeds will, like a bird will pick or whatever. It's like this.
It'll grow an apple tree.
Yeah. It's this beautiful system that has been set up. Well, so what they do is they take all those seeds. They have this seed vault in Norway or Sweden. It's in a mountain. It's called the seed vault. It's in a mountain. And they put all of those God's created seeds in there. And what they do is then farmers, like if you're growing whatever, they sell you these seeds that are called terminator seeds, which means is they won't grow again. So you need to then go back to the Monsanto, buy the seeds, the next season seeds that are going to prevent whatever disease is floating around for the plants. And you have to buy them. So it's this beautiful, again, it's like a scam system that people used to just be able to grow again and again and again. And now you can't, you have to rebuy the seeds.
This is like public knowledge,
dude.
Public. Do they make all farmers do that? Do you know that question?
We've like modified them so much. They get these weird, like a pig disease on a plant. So you need them, and they'll prevent
And then they need the pig disease.
So now
killer.
You need the next year's model because that one will prevent you from getting a pig disease as an apple.
Damn, dude, apple, something new every year, and they keep making you come back for more.
My last fruit story, bananas, dude. There used to be like hundreds of bananas. Have we already talked about this?
No.
Okay. Well, there was like hundreds of bananas. And then in the 40s, they really started manipulating the banana, and they picked the one that was most resilient. So they killed all the other banana trees, planted just this one, and all where previous bananas were. And that's the banana that we have today. So all these 50 other types were sweeter bananas, all better bananas all around, but these were the biggest and the most resilient. And so if this ever happens, if a banana disease ever comes around, bananas are gone because we have no backup of another banana.
So all the bananas that you see are the same banana, like stemming from the same line of banana, you know. So if that line gets infected, all those bananas,
all gone, because we only have one type of banana now.
Damn,
dude, the conspiracy of the banana industry.
Isn't that what they're trying to do with us? Like, don't they believe that, like, in like, have you ever heard that one, in like 1,000 years or something, I don't know the time frame, but like everyone will be of like the same race, like, because so many people will be mixed and mingled that like we're all going to be some
tint
of brown. Like they have like a description.
There was just an article I just posted, The End of White People, by this Arabic guy. So maybe that's the goal, I would say, is to mesh. And my child will be
I'm telling you, you're at mine's. Oh boy, we're adding to the blonde hair, blue eyed kid.
Oh, that's good, dude. That's good. But I'm trying to think of any other. But yeah, just that the plants, dude, they're all so, it's like,
I can't
scary.
Believe, dude, broccoli.
I know, dude.
I'm not kidding. Broccoli might be the most prevalent vegetable. Like, I don't know one that I have eaten more of in my lifetime. Like, as a kid, it was like, eat your broccoli. Like, right. That's what you're having.
I know, dude. And you're eating Frankenfood.
Mom never told me.
The one guy came, the guy commented in the chat, but he said it's from a mustard seed plant. And that's what it is. It's probably why it tastes like crap. It's a mustard seed.
Yeah.
You don't just eat plain mustard. That like makes you throw up.
But that's also a biblical thing. Mustard seed. That's what, the plant of the mustard seed.
But all those foods, they like, so they're in that vault hidden away. Probably when the world goes to hell, they can regrow the earth. But there's no stunt because it's just, it's so recent. Like all these created foods, we have no idea what they do to the human body. Like, is it okay to be eating this weird genetically modified fruit or vegetable? You know, we don't know. And they won't do studies on it because they don't care. So people have asked, but they won't do it.
And the sad part is, dude, is unless you were born into like an outdoors family who were like, you go out and get your own food, you've consumed it. Like you've been doing that for years because I get all my groceries from the grocery store.
Right.
Like I am Mr. Like advertisements work on me. Like if it's like, you know what I mean? If there's a Reese's brand of cereal, I'm going to buy it. Like that sort of thing.
It's so hard. Like I've tried to stop eating and I do eat some like candy, but it's hard, dude. Cause to think about like, Liv works with this lady and she feeds her daughter, like her daughter, they call her like Chubby Sierra. I don't remember her name, but it's an alliteration. And all they do is like eat this crap. Like there's the human body. Like that's why we're so sick, dude. We eat not real food or fake, like totally fake food.
And dude, if you don't watch it, you can go. I've done it. I've gone years without consuming. Like back in my worst days.
Oh yeah.
Like there wasn't. I didn't consume like anything real. Like everything was frozen, had some sort of breading on it. Like you have to pay. And as I think I said it to you last week, dude, it is mind blowing now when you go to buy produce, how cheap it is. Like as an adult, you realize you can eat this. And I know we're talking about it all being fake, but I'm sure there's some organic shit in there. But you know what I'm saying? Like that's probably closer to it than the chicken nuggets from Tyson or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can eat cheaper by eating fresh, but no one wants the work to cut, chop, cook, do it.
Exactly. So. People always say that, dude, like, oh, it's too expensive, but it's not. You can get frozen grilled chicken and like rice and vegetable for a McDonald's. But like you said, it's going to take work. And
America has been exploited for its laziness like nothing else. Like we are all just fat pieces of shit. Like everything is, dude, think of the microwave. It's like, oh, I have to wait 15 minutes for my chicken fingers. Not anymore. It's like, and then it's doing something. God knows what, dude. I don't eat. So this is something I've actually done in my adulthood. I don't think I've used a microwave in the last like 4 years to heat up my food. I don't do it anymore.
Because it just
freaks me out, dude. It's like, and I, good if the people you. Are wondering, yeah, I use like the stovetop for, you know, pasta and stuff like that, or the oven if it's pizza, but because I don't know, dude, it just freaks me out now. Because ever since like you can cook something, a Hot Pocket, Jim Gaffigan does a joke on it, but it's mind-blowing how the outside of something can be like half frozen and the inside be molten lava hot, and that's like what it is. So my grandma was like that as well.
So you're she didn't trust it.
Yeah,
she was very suspicious.
She would probably tell you don't stand next to it.
Wouldn't use it, dude. She would only heat up in the oven.
Good.
Dude, that's
good
hilarious.
Her.
Good for you. You're right though, dude. Like I, you know, this is gonna sound like I'm an idiot, but I used to like put food in the microwave and I'm really hungry and I just stand there looking at the food go around.
Yeah.
It sounds so, I'm sure other people do that in the chat. Please don't make me feel like an idiot, but I would stand there and
have you ever used the microwave that didn't rotate and it just sits in there?
You mean when the thing's off the plate and I'm too lazy to fix it, so I just let it sit there?
And it's just like doing something like I think that's why they put the rotator in there. Cause like, let's be honest, it can't be like helping that much, like cook it evenly. But if you put something in there, dude, and it lights up and it's just sitting still, just like getting all these rays, it can't be good.
last thing about the micro, and you know, it's it, you can't put metal in there. Why? What is going on with this microwave
box? You ever see the videos of someone putting an egg in there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, eggs will. If you put a raw egg in a microwave, dude, it'll blow to smithereens. Not like it won't kill the microwave, like tinfoil.
Yeah,
but dude, that egg bursts.
Dude, like a egg shell, like an egg in its shell.
Raw egg. Yes, yes.
I just took an egg and I put it in the microwave.
Yes. You pulled it out of the carton, placed in microwave.
Dude.
However long. And I'm pretty sure, dude, they explode.
Well, I would believe it, dude.
It does something.
Yeah. And I just remember my mom put a Chinese food carton, not thinking, in the microwave. And it was like, pew, 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 pew. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
Exactly.
That's how I learned you can't put metal in there.
Yeah. There's also, oh, Scott, no, you have a little handle.
Dude, that's good for you not using the microwave. You're like, soon you're going to be like holistic Scott on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're going to be like walking barefoot and hunting your balls and stuff.
My shirt's off. I don't wear underwear or deodorant. What's up, fellas? It's like, oh, God.
But you know, like all, even like phones, I know that and there's been like studies like that radiation is not like Wi-Fi, and I use Bluetooth headphones all the time, but it's all bad stuff.
Yeah. They don't tell you. And that's the thing, dude. It's like all these advancements that everyone like goes goo goo for gaga for, but it's like, I mean, what, and dude, I don't know if you've seen an influx. Like I've been getting more like, oh, this causes cancer now. This causes cancer. Like it never stops.
No.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take me to that doctor who just wants to saw shit off.
Or take the one that just throws me in the ocean. I'll go with that guy.
I'll take a cold bath. That's fine by me. I'm cured.
Dude, And you know what, like, and we got in this debate and it worked, but people think like, oh, you died at 25 in the 1800s. This is like a misconception. John Rockefeller, and he was the richest. He lived to be 97 or something. Like people lived long, 60, 70 years old. I think the average was only like 10 years younger than it is now or whatever. And well, dude, you know what, honestly, I don't need to live to 90. I'm 70 is probably pretty, you know, that's. If you started life earlier, so I would have kids, you know, everything started earlier a little bit, I'd be fine with going out at 70.
Yeah, I agree. I think that'll be the only regret probably is like just knowing you have kids and you're leaving people behind. But I mean, that's going to cross your mind if you're 80 and your kids are still alive or if you're sick, you know what I mean? So, but it's funny you said that. The book I'm reading somewhat of, like, I think I told you and the audience before, like somewhat of a History for Dummies book. And sure enough, the guy, I think it was post-Revolutionary War, lived to be like 82. And I thought of you right away. I was like, oh, shit. He's like, yeah, you hear. Yeah. And isn't it due to like the death rate being so low because of like the infant deaths?
Right. That's why it's low, is because like those people living in the windowless shacks would have a baby. It would get a normal baby cold and it'd die because it had.
Yeah.
They were sleeping next to pigs and farm animals that were being slaughtered and pooping in the water. And, you know, that obviously is going to kill a baby. You're eating spoiled milk, spoiled food, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So we're getting off the food topic. I wanted to talk about the Trump raid. So what is somebody like, you know, you're kind of apolitical, I'd say. I think you have beliefs, but you don't attribute them to one person, which is the goal. So what is your take on the FBI raiding Trump and
That was one of those, like, I found out, I'm pretty sure how everyone finds out everything now, it's just I found out on Twitter and I was like, what I would say is, like, to me, the more I would say normal quote-unquote like political view of a person, it didn't hit home right away. Like, I didn't think of the severity of it.
Yeah.
Because I think the other thing is, I brought it up to you right away and you'd already been a little in with it. So you had mentioned that the judge and this guy's involved. And I think were we talking? He was involved like with Epstein. That's like the first tweet I saw.
Yeah.
This guy was involved with Epstein. But then that's kind of all I really saw. Like the rest was just people arguing. And I was too exhausted to get into, like, because, dude, I don't understand how like this can bring up other bullshit. It's like Donald Trump's house got raided. Why are we talking about like, Obama's president. Like, you know what I mean? That's what Twitter's like. But either way, I didn't understand the severity of it. But now, no, like, he is an ex-president. So, like, yeah. I don't know. What you tell me what's going
on. Well, I just, you know, I don't, like, try. I try not
so
to get.
So what were they looking for?
I think they were looking for stuff for January 6th, I think.
Oh, okay. Got
and
it.
So, like, they, you know, the FBI has lost all credibility. So they could plant stuff. Like, you know, I wouldn't, they, according to Donald Trump Jr., they wouldn't show that, give him a copy of the warrant and all this stuff. But this was the guy, Bruce Reinhardt, the honorable Bruce Reinhardt, who has a New York Giants helmet as his profile pic. As you can see, eating Frankenfood Oreos. I can't tell what that is.
Some bottle of liquor.
Is it alcohol? Is it bourbon?
That's what it looked like. I was trying to look at it earlier and I couldn't make it. I've never seen the bottle.
I think it's an alcohol. So
this guy doesn't take me to be drinking the same thing I would drink.
No. And he also eats Oreos with alcohol, which sounds insane. I mean, no time have I ever been eating an Oreo, even a vanilla Oreo, and said, you know what would go great with this? A shot of vodka.
And maybe who looks at that scene and goes, let me take a picture of this guy?
That's an even better
That's someone
point.
Who needs evidence. Like, that's someone who needs an alibi. Like, I was with this guy. He is a freak show, dude.
That's hilarious. That's a great point. Who takes that photo? But so, yeah. So like you said, he was the judge who approved the FBI, the approved the search. And he represented clients that were on Jeffrey Epstein's black book or whatever. He also recused himself in June 20. So 2 months ago from a case between Trump and Clinton, because he's a Clinton fan.
Okay. So that was my question, is why, like, that's where it gets a little gray for me. And maybe I'm just stupid and don't understand it. Like, why does his connection with Epstein's black book people have, why is he disgruntled with Trump? Is because Trump is, he's afraid of Trump being outspoken about it?
So that's a great question, dude. And I think my answer is, so people that love Trump are going to say, oh, because he's trying to bring down the deep state and these kid rings. And I think it's more of like nothing's going to happen to Donald Trump. He's not going to jail, as much as the left yells, like, lock him up or whatever. So I think it's to cause a divide, an even greater divide, so you can have people upset, because that's the goal. They want us angry all the time and fearful. Yeah. And,
well, dude, I mean, wasn't it, how long, I'd be interested to find out the dates, but when was the Hillary bullshit with her emails? Like, you know what I mean? She didn't go to jail. This was the same kind of thing. It was this big ordeal in the news. They found out all this shit. They didn't do actual anything about it. And now it's like, so that's why it's just frustrating. It's like, you had mentioned, like, people, like, the judge losing credibility. Like,
yeah.
Someone mentioned it today. Our country has lost our credibility. Like, it's like, this is like a TV show at this point.
Dude, we are reality TV. That's like, America.
I swear, dude, the Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian breakup felt very similar to this in my brain. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Huh. And I look at this the same way, because it's like, it's entertainment at this point until it affect, like, I don't know. It's just very strange.
Dude, I think that's, and also I agree with all that you just said. It's like, feel like this news is like, oh, that's crazy. And that's what every day is. And it's just like, I can't even care, because it's just, if it was a serious country, everything we did would be opposite. So, and like, what can, you know, and people are still locked up and yelling, lock him up or lock her up.
Dude,
we're never going to recover.
Like, back, there was a time where I think I was patriotic enough to where, like, if I felt Donald Trump, like, say it was a hardcore Republican and I love Trump, but I felt he did something to, like, affect our country.
Yeah.
It, as Americans, we would want him drug in the street. Like, now it's just like a linchpin for people to start arguing online. Like, that's like all it is. It's like there's no action in what we're doing. And
agreed, dude.
It sucks. Like, this isn't like, I feel bad for the listeners. It's not exactly like a funnier, light conversation, because it's just like everything's so annoying, because it's almost predictable. Like, it feels like I'm ahead of the TV show. Like,
All right,
let me guess. Now the other side's going to do something crazy. It's like, what are we getting at? When's it going to end?
And the last news about him, you could pull up his resume on, if you guys go follow Crab Crawler One, if you want, like, he does awesome news threads. But in his last, this judge donated thousands to Obama and Jeb Bush. So that just shows you, again, I think they're setting, Pressy in the chat brought this up, but one, that's very odd that this judge donated thousands to Obama and Jeb Bush, a Democrat and a Republican. The Bushes were hated by the media forever until Donald Trump came along. And so there, I think this is really setting up this anti-Trump, like the Trump people are like, they're attacking our guy, you know, and maybe who knows, dude, it's just, it's beyond, it's the surface level. It's like corruption, but I don't think that's, I think it's deeper that you have to find the answer of what they're doing.
Speaking, and I know we didn't have this plan to talk about, but to be honest, it was really quiet on, and isn't that some shit? Maybe because it's over, but whatever happened to Alex Jones?
All right, so now, dude, he has to pay four. So my dad even asked me, he said, how much money does Alex Jones make? But I think he got fined $45 million, $44 million. Okay. And, but the news, so like, I think we.
So is the case over?
Yeah, it's not. So he owes $44 million or whatever. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So those good people are, and yeah, there's probably what, close to 40 people. Everyone's getting a million or something.
Yeah, I guess. Who knows? Yeah. It's going to be a good, but they, that, and I read like last hour he was making like $800,000 a day, supposedly. And like my dad saw on the regular news, like they said how he was worth like $300 million.
Oh,
I don't believe, like, if Alex Jones is worth $300 million, then the CIA is funding him. And
yeah, that doesn't sound,
because right. Dude, from selling supplements, boner pills, and running a TV show, you are not going to be worth $300 million.
Yeah,
that's impossible, dude.
No, the only thing is if he just like extremely smart with his money, like he puts it in the right hands, like, because then you could turn 100 into 3, I think. But like, yeah. I don't know. He never, like I said, dude, to you last week, I didn't know who the fuck he was growing right. up. Like, I can't imagine. And people like my parents, and my parents don't know who the hell he is. Right. Like, you would think they would know a $300 million man if he was on his own TV show. But
right. Right. Agreed, dude. Yeah. So that's.
So that was the outcome. Okay.
That's the outcome.
Sorry, I was interested. I didn't, like I said, dude, I get my news basically through my Twitter feed, and I didn't even see
who does it, dude. That's the world.
Yeah,
that's probably the best place to get your news. Here, speaking of Trump, though, I love this article. And the article reads, Meta, so Facebook's changed to Meta. AI chatbot says Zuckerberg is creepy and Trump will always be president. So the AI is a Trumper at heart. I love that. That's great. But I just found that funny. So the article basically just says, like, you can, certain people are allowed to talk to this chatbot. And so it improves as it collects the data and on people, which is terrifying. But they asked how it felt about Mark Zuckerberg, and the thing at first said no strong feelings. He's a good businessman, but his practices are not always ethical. And it's funny that he has all this money and still wears the same clothes. And then eventually the next day said he's too creepy and cunning. So I thought that was very accurate.
Yeah, I would say both of those when the shoe fits, right? He's fucking psycho.
Dude, remember that video? I don't know if you saw it. He was like, he's always trying to be like more cool.
When he was surfing?
That one, yes, when his face was like ghost
white. He's in white face. Yeah, that one. And his huge ass. And the one
he
did a
video in his office and he had Ray's BBQ sauce on his bookshelf. Did you ever see that?
No, I don't know if I've seen that one, dude. That one sounds wild.
I'll pull it up.
Dude, he's a robot.
Yes. Yeah.
He's one of those people, dude, where I don't know how. I don't get it.
Dude, these, they're created people. Like, they're not real people. Like, they're fake. Oh, here, I can share the photo of it. Oh, wait. Oh, there, like, it is.
Like, Zuckerberg pisses me off for all the wrong reasons, because he doesn't do anything. Like, he's not cool enough to spend his money.
No, dude.
So, like, he just wants. Oh my god!
It's right there. So he's got this beautiful setup and Ray's. What is he dipping in that Ray's BBQ sauce? Is the humans he's eating? I guess.
Well, look at him, dude. He looks like the breast milk guy.
That's true, dude.
Look at the lips. I guarantee. All right, here's, add it to the list. Mark Zuckerberg drinks breast milk.
Oh, hilarious, dude. That's
there's
so...
our second t-shirt idea.
Yes. Yes, dude. I love it. I love it, dude. That's so, and like, so like Mark Zucker, he's a creative figure. Like I don't know if I said this horrible joke, but like, why does everyone that starts a trillion dollar company work in a garage in the beginning? You know, mm-hmm. Gates, mm-hmm. Bill Gates, all those people.
Amazon but, boy.
Yeah, all of them, dude. Like, it's because the CIA creates these figures. There's a famous quote by this big Freemason, Albert Pike. He says, "When the people shall need a hero, we will provide them." And that's what they, you know. Mm. But like, so this AI chatbot that Meta's running, it's so the CIA, they have this, it's called a PAS test. And it was created in the 50s by this like kind of smart guy. He was like brilliant analyzing people. And dude, it's like, I mean, like hundreds of thousands of like data points. Like they could tell, and they like the CIA implemented it worldwide. They loved it so much. It was so accurate. It could like predict how you would act drinking, when you were drunk. Would you close up? Would you be more? It could tell you what your motivations were. It could tell you, are you possibly, would you be unfaithful if the opportunity presents? Like all these things do by just a short like 30-minute conversation or a video. And this guy, he was the best at it. He had like a system, but he could do all these things, predict your, like an algorithm before an algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that's what Facebook is, and all of social media, that's what they're doing. They're running your data through a more efficient.
And then have a more predictable human.
Yes, exactly.
To control.
Easier. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they've done pretty well. Everyone puts their fucking life on there, myself included, like one way or another. I don't tell people what I'm eating for breakfast, but
yeah,
I think you get the point. Like, right. It's like, you know what I mean? You know how I live, by the way.
Yes. No, dude, I just found that fascinating that like they did that dude. Even back then.
What a boss. That's a crazy thing to, that is something you would not like think of, like AI. The idea of it back then had to still be something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause they didn't have the technology, but right. Like you're talking about the idea of being a more predictable,
right.
Getting exactly. A more predictable human has always been around.
And dude, they would do it to spy like people, they're traders that they were trying to flip. Like they would run through this test and they would act like they were not doing this test, but they were collecting all this info, then going back, running it through like their little system or whatever. And then they'd come back and like they would either use sex to trick you or alcohol or they would be your best friend because they realize you lack friends and all this. Like it was crazy, this system that I thought it was just amazing.
It is. It's like way advanced but I guess that's why they're in the shoes they are, right? They're always going to be way ahead of us. Because I was thinking, dude, like while you were talking about that, my brain was going like, damn, if only like detectives had that, they could have solved so many more, you know what I mean? Like, because nowadays, sure. Like, I always think back, like, I think I could have killed someone and got away with it back in the 60s. Like,
The 60s? Dude, yeah. Yes, you absolutely.
People leave like their windows open at night. You just, all right. And then you just walk out, be like, all right. You look out the window, take a peek. All right.
Dude, yeah, that's probably why like all these people got like hung though or innocent, because if like your neighborhood had like had it out for you, you're a murderer, dude. Because they all said it.
I was gonna give you the reverse, but it's the same thing. It's like, oh Scott, did you murder that person? No, I was at home sleeping. All right, it couldn't have been him. But if everyone else is like, no, it was Scott, he did it, you'd be like, fuck, like I'm definitely getting hung. Damn.
But yeah, dude. It's even earlier, like even like 1800s, dude, no one's catching you.
No, dude, you had a horse, you're good.
Yeah, you're out, dude. And you just go to a city that's 30 miles away, you're literally a new person. You could be whoever you wanted to be. You could be a doctor if you
want. I love Westerns, and often one of the storylines, they love lighting houses on fire with people in it. And
okay.
Then you just take off running and you start a whole new life. Yeah.
Dude. Oh my God.
Not anymore.
Well, I was thinking like in the Wild Wild West, like I love that time. Like it was like your duty, or it was like fair to have a duel. And I think it got outlawed, but when they were like territories and not states, when they still had like to deal with the Indians, they would, you know, have a duel And the guy died, and they say, okay, wrap it up. Good fight, gentlemen. That was it.
Isn't that crazy? Just, all right, bury him over there. Let's, this is our town now. It's like,
dude,
wait, what?
I can't believe that, dude.
But what I heard, dude, I did, because I'm like you. I love that time period. Yeah. I heard duels often did not go, like, especially like the first time, like they would miss all the time. Ooh. So they would restart, do it again. And then someone would get like hit in the leg. Yeah. And I think sometimes they would just keep doing it. Like, I think there's like duels till death. Like, so where you just keep trying, you know what I mean? If you get hit in the leg, you got to keep doing it. Like, all right, now do it again. I don't
know. So there is the guy, this one founding father, Alexander Hamilton, they made a play about him. He's probably a Rothschild bastard kid. He was from the Caribbean. His father was unknown or whatever. But he was the only founding father that wanted the central banking. Hence why people say he was a bastard Rothschild kid. So he pushed for that in the revolution. He wanted to get a central bank ran by private bankers. But he gets dueled with Aaron Burr, who hated him, but Aaron Burr was also a shady character. But it was illegal in New York to do duels, and they were in New York. So they went to New Jersey to do, where it was still illegal, but the penalty in New York was they would kill you if you did a duel. So you lost. But New Jersey, you just got like a fine.
Damn.
So they did it in New Jersey, and then Aaron Burr still skipped town anyway. But
oh, such a shame. And funny enough, Hamilton being the shady fuck that he was, Disney made the movie.
And why is that, dude? Why don't they make it about him but not George Washington, right?
Yeah.
Because he's the banker's bitch boy. That's why.
That's crazy, dude.
Dude, anytime you're friendly with the bankers, you're viewed very positive in history. And if you're not, history hates you.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then the books are just written, right?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, we were talking Rockefeller, the American Historical Association, that is a Rockefeller creation. He gave so much money to create. He was the first, or Reverend Gates was the first director, and they picked the next director who's going to lead the AHA.
Is that the group that identifies like what's being?
Well, they're like the top, they're like the last word. Like, this is the accepted history is by the American Historical Association or whatever.
Wow, I didn't realize. See, there's another thing. Like, I didn't even think, like, how does what gets like approved and what doesn't?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Just like the American Medical, it's the same, like, kind of power. It's this. Yeah. And all of history, if you're friendly with the bankers, you will look very favorably. And then if you're not, that's why, like, Caesar, most people would think amazing story, but he was a tyrant. He got rid of democracy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the reason why he's viewed that way is because Rome was all the money was in the top like 2% or 1%, just like here. And so what he did is he kicked out all of the usury banking practices. He stopped you being able to hoard your wealth, because that's what the rich people, they were just holding it, accumulating more, not spending it to get spread it around. So he banned all of that kicked out. He created his own currency and helped and ever prosperity and became the Roman Empire that we know. And that's why he's viewed the way he is.
They don't like him.
Yeah. Or Napoleon, he did the same thing. So,
damn.
So here I got, let me see the, so we have an article. Well, we'll do it anyway. I'm going to share it and then we'll get to the funner topics. So we were talking the social media accumulating, information about everything. So this the Federal Bureau of Tweets, Twitter, is hiring an alarming number of FBI agents.
God.
And so that's this. I'm just wanting to bring this up just to add to this. And everyone listening knows this, that they're collecting our data to use to manipulate us later. But they're hiring all these FBI people or people that were at Lockheed Martin, all these people. So what does a weapons person or engineering person have to know about Twitter for being, their director of operations, public policy, trust, and safety at Twitter? Odd things, but I just found that like insane as well. Like, why are these FBI agents joining Twitter?
It's after Elon backed out and like Twitter's big in the news. There's some shady going on.
And all of, so I don't know if you, everyone's going to know this in the chat, but I think I told you. What's that?
Who's Kanish doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I thought this is who we were about to dive into. I was like, oh shit, who did this guy get in? All right. Poor Kanish. No, we didn't sorry if in. You're listening.
But Facebook, that was started. It was that this thing, LifeLog, that the CIA created to get all of your information, and nobody was and then the same day LifeLog closes, they open Facebook's Incorporated.
Just like Zuckerberg had this brilliant idea.
Right, exactly. He was just in college doing hot or not creation. I think that's what they say in the movie, is like a dating app.
Yeah.
And he just solved all the issue. He just created this brilliant idea. But yeah, all right. That was enough of, I just wanted to show that because I thought that was interesting as well.
It is.
Oh, this is a good one. Fake engagement ring trend. Have you heard about this?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
That's so funny. I thought I might have sent it to you.
So everyone, the article is fake wedding rings trend skyrocketing amid financial pressure. You think your wife would have been okay with getting a fake ring before you asked?
Be rough, dude. I don't get it. But
who's asking girls that they don't know if they're going to say yes? Where is this guy?
Yeah, I explain it to the people because it makes it sound like you're talking about like fake wedding rings.
They get cubic zirconium or cheap rings that maybe looks like the ring they want to give them, because in case they say no or something happens, they can eat that $100 cost as opposed to spending 15 grand or whatever. That's a lot,
right, dude. And like, who's going to ask someone who doesn't want to get that person what they want? Like, I get like being surprised, but like, I don't understand it at all. I think I'm trying to read. It's like, like the person said, I think this is an idea is so much better, but honestly, the fake ring could be like a ring pop. Like, make it funny. Like
that would be a good idea.
Why are you trying to make this? Yeah, because it might be cute and like, you're playing it as a joke. This is like weird. Like if I got this and then you came out after and you were like, sorry, honey, that's fake. I just wasn't sure. Like you're going to say yes. So I didn't like, how cheap do you sound explaining it? I wasn't sure if you were going to say yes. So I didn't want to take the risk, the financial risk. Point.
Dude. Yeah. And I just don't like, I mean, I knew my wife would say yes. And I guess maybe people are like, maybe like on 90 day fiance, they're like popping the question, but I would hope the person you're asking to marry, you guys like have a kind of an understanding. We're going to go to the next level.
Yeah, dude. If I'm getting ready to potentially deal with the awkwardness of buying a fake ring and that person finding it out, like that's worse than spending $4,000 or whatever you want to do.
Hilarious.
It's on the rise. I love that it's on the rise. Like,
yeah,
people just can't get enough, can't stop doing it. I'm buying ring, damn it.
I wanted to bring up this topic, gang stalking. So, have you ever heard of gang stalking? Do you know what it is?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay. So, it's a subreddit. And I've heard of it before. Like it was on a Vice, like when Vice did good documentaries, they did a documentary on it. And there's like famous people they're called TIs, targeted individuals. So they believe that the government, the CIA, some entity in some way, shape or form is following them. And they'll think, and like these, they sound insane because they probably are, but they'll like, here, I'll show like, this is an example of they'll give of that they're being followed.
Are these
weird how that's dude. If you say that in the subreddit, you get banned. So you can't say it, but weird tow truck kept pausing in front of my home while I was doing yard work. Check out their company name and logo. And the company's name is Hide and Seek.
Oh, dude. So these people find these crazy people these non,
these are crazy people posting all these people, most of them
on the subreddit itself.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So like they'll post videos like this guy, one of my perps, it's just a white car. Like they'll follow, like they'll just film the road.
So awesome.
Dude, I got the greatest video for you, but I just have to find it now. But like, they'll film people that are just driving behind them, and they'll film and say that they're following them.
Yeah.
And like, there's videos of guys like in the grocery store going up to somebody and be like, why are you gang stalking me? And they'll put it up here, dude. It's
so that's insane. What it is. Gang stalking is you are the one thinking you're being stalked.
Do you see this video? Yes. Yes.
Yes, I can see.
You see, so he thinks this guy's walking past his house filming him. And then even go crazier, they don't even just believe they're being followed. This acronym V2K, it's voice to control or something. So they believe that, which it definitely is possible that they've had this technology, that they're using like frequency technology to pound bad thoughts into their brain.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Please go up to the one, the Spider-Man, where it just says the word perp. Because if anyone uses the word perp, these people are nuts.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the video that you showed me where the guy's walking, the best is the tagline on the end where he goes, I had some doubters last time. He's like, you guys think he's just playing on his phone, huh?
Dude, I'm trying to find a good video. The one that I had. Oh, wait, let's
the
see.
White car
here,
one.
Here's this one. Here, we'll pull this up. Can you see it?
Yep. Dude. What?
This homeless man who's on drugs is here. He's about to take a dump.
There's two. If you're listening, there's a homeless guy with half a shirt on, pulling his pants up like he just got done pooping. And this poor guy's just videotaping this other guy just going about his day.
He ate a sandwich
on a park bench and then went on the bus. That poor gentleman is just trying to get away from me. You, sir, you are in fact stalking.
I totally believe that there is stalking on people to intimidate. Definitely. They use that tactic all the time. They've used it in so many cases. But the fact that these people living off of government benefits or in basements, that they're following you, the chances of that is very unlikely.
That's the wildest people are how do you think this guy cares about you, who's enjoying a sandwich? Dude, these people, what is it called? A TI? I'm going to start.
A targeted individual is one of the people being followed.
I think I might be a TI. I'm going to embrace the TI mentality. I'm going to keep my eyes.
You start watching, dude. If you start seeing like a certain car, that's their big thing, like a color. And again, this is definitely real, like in many cases. It's just not real for these people posting on this subreddit.
Dude,
like,
so
yes.
Me and my buddy had a running joke that, like, because I at one point drove a Toyota Avalon, a white one. And then, like, we had a running joke. We would see one and we would say, oh, they're in the heist. Like, we were all in this heist. Like, that's the joke we were.
Right.
These people are like, no. They're not in the heist. This guy's following. That's so crazy.
And so I think these people, like, they found like a community on the internet. So they're like, it increases their delusions because they have other people. But some of the things, like I said, they're totally right on, like that V2K, this frequency. And like, so in Alaska, there's this thing called HAARP, HAARP, harmonic, something, something. But what it does is it pushes using frequency waves. It pushes clouds up, which then they can manipulate rainfall and weather with where the clouds are. So they did it in China, like a CNN article. They did it in China for the Olympics. They used a smaller HAARP machine to make sure it didn't rain on the Olympics.
No shit, dude.
Yes. Yes. Here, I'll pull it up. Let me just do this. Yes. And we'll end it like 10, just so you
know. That's like a... It's like fairy tale shit.
But like CNN,
so you're reading the children's book.
So you know it's real. Here it is. Right here. Yes. China to expand weather modification program to cover area larger than India.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, yes. They're going to turn it. All right. Thank God we'll be dead before they start turning on and off the weather. I don't need to wake up and be like, here's what the weather's going to be.
Right? They seeded the clouds to make sure it was not cloudy in 2008 and remove but rain. And so they have this. So what I was getting at is they have this capability, but with this frequency of this one in HAARP, in the same time they are creating HAARP, they actually use Penn State as a cover to do it. But the one guy, this guy Delgado, he's a scientist. He's practicing with frequencies. And so we talked about this during the cat episode, but he was able to control a bull with certain these frequencies react a certain way in us, like 2.4 or what, it makes us sleepy. And this one makes you agitated. This one makes you whatever and whatever.
It's the brown note. You ever hear that? Like, that's like an old like joke, like a myth, but the brown note is a note they can play that makes your bowels like release. Yeah, dude, it was a South Park episode, but I swear to God, it's a real thing. Like, there's a frequency that can be played that and
makes you go to take a shit.
Yeah, it makes your bowels open. But in the South Park episode, they get Kenny G to play it. So I hope I'm not just remembering that, but I swear I thought it was a real thing as well.
Right away, they say it's not real, but that's. Okay. I don't, dude, like these, they studied all, if they can do it, if frequency makes you go to the bathroom, they can do
they
it.
Found like it. That, and so, that's what I mean, dude. Like, of course they're going to say no. And of course the South Park episode probably made people ask, but they made that for a reason. Like they knew. Yeah. So
yes, no,
that's true. Wild.
Frequent, like, and you know, music and stuff.
Yeah, you
like,
can break glass. You can do a bunch of shit.
And have you ever, do you know what cymatics is? So it's like you play a sound and you put sand or whatever, but sand so you can see, and it goes into the shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, dude, all this stuff has power.
Yeah. That's so wild. I didn't think of that. Like, and to be able to manipulate the weather, that's where you start to get a little scary, dude. Cause, like, I don't know. You always hear, like, don't start playing God because you don't mind now. I don't know if I would want to mess with the weather.
Dude, and that they do it, dude. It's so dangerous, dude, that they do this. Like, you have no idea what the repercussions are. And not only that, they play with the weather. Oh my God, I just forgot what I was gonna to say. They also did weather.
Well, go ahead, you talk. If you can think of it, go ahead. But I was just gonna say, dude, it would ruin people's lives. Like, as a kid, there's no hope of a snow day. There's no. Imagine, dude, if you're like booked your vacation and then you're like, fuck, they're
going to government said we need rain today.
It's like, damn it. I would be so pissed.
I know, dude.
That's crazy.
So what I was going to say is if it's real, I don't know, but they said there was this operation called Operation Fishbowl, and they sent supposedly a nuke that was like 100 times more powerful than the ones dropped in Japan. And they exploded it in the atmosphere to see if they could poke a hole through the Van Allen radiation belts.
That was the plan.
And it did not work, but you know, probably not a great, it, like the debris or like the supposedly like went to like as far as like Asia. Like it went like forever, you know, like it was just floating up there.
Probably a horrific scene. And it's just some idiots going, yeah, maybe we should just blow it up.
Dude, isn't this like how we were talking? Like,
yeah. So,
like, what if we blow up the atmosphere?
Let's just shoot it with a rocket. It's like, well, I think I could work for them. I think I would have some great ideas for them.
Dude, so they're like this. They do this stuff. It's like so dangerous. Just like the Frankenfoods. Just like. They do this dangerous stuff and we have no idea what's going to happen. You know, and
they don't ask. That's the other thing.
No. And they don't care. They don't care. Like, it's not going to affect them. You know, there's a great quote by this guy, Bernard Shaw. And he was like, not a great guy, but he was in Britain in like the 1940s and 50s. And he said in 100 years, and this was written, like I said, 75 years ago. He said, in 100 years, we will be eating bugs and garbage and fake food while the elites eat the real food, and we'll be surviving on this fake food. And he was dead on, dude. Cause like, you know, they put, and they always make the joke, but the, you know, you'll eat the bugs, you'll live in the pod, but they, it's really coming. You know?
Yeah. And the worst part is you're going to love doing it. Like they paint it so well for us, right? Like, it's like, you feel awesome. Everything tastes good, but no, it's like we're eating all the bullshit.
All right. So I got our fun episodes or fun topics here that I wanted to pull up for to our crazy animals. And I was going to play this video of Nancy Pelosi saying how she loves China because when she was a little girl, I was told at the beach, if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. I've always felt a connection there. That literally sounds like a Dumb and Dumber line, or like maybe Anchorman, like, oh, I love China. I used to try and dig a hole there.
You could Michael say Scott. Connected. Michael Scott has for sure said that one. Like, that's like what, how bad it is. It's like, what are you talking about?
Third most powerful person. That was her brilliant quote. Oh, I dug a lot of holes in the sand. So I feel like you could say I were connected.
The balls on all these politicians to make fun of each other when fully knowing, how's Jacket Boy making fun of Trump when he comes in? You know what I mean? Like, he's falling off his bike. He can't, like, she's saying this with her huge tits. Like,
those cannons, dude. Jeez.
Get me off Pelosi.
All right. Here's this. Scott sent me this video. So it's a bird, for people just listening. But it's a bird that knows how to pick up money and bring the money back.
This got my wheels spinning, because you hear about carrier pigeons and like,
right.
This is awesome, because if you can do this, like, you could sit at home. I'd be wondering, because like, obviously, so in the video, this bird flies in, it has cash in its mouth already, and it delivers it to like a drawer full of cash. So assuming this bird has went out, found money on the ground somewhere, came back and dropped it off at this dude's house. If you could trade, like, this is genius, because it's, I'm sure, some form of stealing, but what is it called when you find money off the ground?
Like, well, as long as it's cash, you're good. Don't do it with a credit card, everyone.
Yeah, so, all right. So just teach the bird paper, not plastic, and then go out and get it. I'm telling you, dude, quick way to earn a good living is by investing.
Training an army of these guys?
Yeah, what is it called? The jungle mina. Mina.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So we got to get, if anyone knows, has any connections to train jungle minas, let us know. We're interested.
Interested, yes.
Yeah, we'll talk prices. But, you know, like, you're right. Like, the carrier, like, those birds are damn smart, dude. Like, they would train carrier pigeons, like, in the old, to transfer information. They would, you know, it was...
About wiping your hands clean of anything, dude. Like, unless... What are you going to say if a cop follows that bird to your house? Like, first off, that's not happening. And then be like, what are you talking about, dude? Do you think I trained this bird to go get cash? You sound like an idiot.
The only thing better would be if you trained it to do even more illegal things, like to steal heroin or something.
Yeah,
you would be fine. You'd be like, go meet the dealer. And he'd go. And then if they said, your birds get it, you'd be like, what are you talking about?
Dude, I would have a bird for everything. I would have like you're my milk bird. You go get me milk every morning. And then, but then I'd have like a real special one, which would be my treasure bird. And that, like, he would go, and if I see him again, it's a really good sign. Like, he found. He finds the very treasure.
That's hilarious, dude. And here, I got the other animal one. I'm going to pull it up right here.
I don't even remember what it is.
It's the tree or
the python. This is, I just found it fascinating. If you ever wondered how a python got up a tree, because weren't we talking about Florida?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That is terrifying, dude.
Dude, and that has to be moving at like 7 feet a clip. Like,
yeah.
He's moving like.
So for people wondering, the snake, it does, it crawls up the thing, it like wraps itself, its bottom around it, climbs up, then brings its butt up to its head, and just keeps climbing the tree. And I guess
it's like segment by segment. Yeah, because it has to build on the strength of the top of it. So, because I honestly assumed like it probably like wrapped up the whole tree and then slowly worked. But no,
you're right. That's how I
would it's almost cartoonish. But what I just thought, we were talking, they have like an open season for these in the Everglades in Florida.
Yeah. So tell people about, because I don't think we talked about that.
Okay. Yet. We might have in person. So Florida has, so I think it's the number one state that holds the most invasive species. Just animals that aren't supposed to be
and
there.
Why is that area. For people that don't know?
A lot of times it has to do with pets in Florida. So there's some that have been brought over by like ships and stuff, like certain bugs, fishes, like iguanas. That's another one. I think that was brought over. They jumped on boats and just came over that way.
Wow. I didn't know that for iguanas.
Yeah. So that's like the myth behind how they got there. And there's also like feral pigs. A lot of animals they assume just came by boat, like accidentally, because you can think stowaway iguanas on a ship. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But then there's ones like the pythons and I think like the crocodiles that get mixed in with all the alligators and stuff, because some of them are from here. But
because crocodiles shouldn't be in Florida, just alligators?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's the rule. But don't hold me to that if you do know. Like I said, the main point being these pythons, shit that people have as pets, dude, stray dogs and snakes and alligators that get too big. In South Florida, you live next to the Everglades. So basically, the turnpike in South Florida hugs the Everglades. So they built this 30-foot wall on the side of it. So the animals and wildlife stays on that side. Yeah.
They built a wall?
Wall, dude, swear, it's like a break in a highway. Like
it's a border wall.
You cannot see unless you're in a plane. That's why, dude, my first time when I left rehab to come home for Thanksgiving, I flew back to Florida and I fell asleep on the plane. We were really close to, because when you fly in, they fly you over the Everglades. I thought I was on the wrong flight, because I was looking around and, dude, I was flying into Fort Lauderdale Airport. So Miami's right down the road.
Yeah,
it's huge, busy. And I'm looking around, I go, I don't see anything. Like there's nothing out here. So that's how I knew they really built the wall too. And I think the other thing has to do with the lighting. Like it can fuck with the animals. Like if they see like highway lights and stuff. But it's also, it's a preventative for all purposes. But anyway, with these snakes, how they got out of control is people will buy ball pythons as a pet. It gets too big. They don't know what to do with it. And they say, okay, we'll just drive it to the Everglades. And they dump it in there. There's no predator besides alligators that can fuck with a snake that big. And I think they might not even, I don't know if alligators will even eat those.
What type of python is it called?
I want to. I think it's old. It's pronounced ball python. I don't know if it's B-A-L-L python.
Dude, they can live up to 30 years in captivity, 10 to 15 in the wild.
Okay, and so, and dude, how big? How big? Probably, 30 feet?
How big? I got to see. Maximum length, 182 centimeters. That's 72 inches. So they can be 72 inches long. So what is that? 6 feet?
And dude, I even think that might be, I don't know. There's bigger ones. And they get the big ones out there. But this was all to tell you that they have an open season. So like, or in Florida, they'll have like weekends where it's like a python hunting weekend. And they literally get dudes that want to go out with their buddies and do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And you go out and hunt and get paid to hunt pythons in the Everglades to try to bring the numbers down.
And what that's a bachelor like a party idea.
Huge thing, dude. They do the same thing with feral hogs. You get these, you drive literally in a monster truck with bucket seats on top of it with a AR-15, and you can drive through.
Dude.
Mow down a pig if you want to.
Do you think the people eat the pig after that or no?
Yeah, it's just strong. It's better tasting pig. It's like what pig used to taste like. That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
Because pork used to have flavor. If you didn't know, it's like how
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like chickens.
Like the banana.
Yeah, exactly. Chickens used to taste like real meat and have like a bunch of flavor, and the meat was almost like yellow due to how rich the fat was. Yeah, you'll see that like in old Western movies too, when they're authentic ones. They cut meat up, dude, like pork was not the other white meat. Like it was, like, it's not like the natural color of pork. All that stuff and all of our meat, and I'm sure you know this, but like none of it has nutritional value anymore. Like,
yeah, it's definitely back
in weakened. Like back in the day, like a piece of chicken that big has much protein as a piece of chicken that big. It's just because it's like natural and coming from. So
yeah,
crazy shit. But Florida's a wild place, dude. Like I was telling Jack as well. Like there's a fish in the ocean that's invasive called a lionfish, and they're highly poisonous. They do the same thing. They have a weekend every year where you can go diving for them, spear them, and you get paid to bring them out of the ocean. So,
and if
something
you,
else,
a lionfish is just insane looking. It's like got spikes on spikes it everywhere.
It doesn't look like one you would want to grab with your bare hand.
No, dude. Dude, someone in the chat said Florida is the Australia of the U.S.
It is, baby. And I was there for 6 years, mate. It's like, it's, but I don't know. It sounds a lot crazier than it really is.
But that is like, that's almost like the Wild Wild West still. It's like Florida and the Everglades seems to be like a lawless, relatively lawless.
Yeah, but like then again, you need to remember you're right next to major cities. That's the thing. It's like there's no one lives on the Everglades. Like if there was people out there, it'd be one thing. But there's
how about
not.
Those gate last? We'll end in like two.
The Gator Boys.
Gate, yeah, do you remember the TV show? What was it called? It was,
Gator Boys.
Is that what it was called?
Hell yeah!
And they would hunt the alligators.
Oh no! Gator Boys was they were the rescue. They were in Florida.
Oh like no, not them.
You're talking about Chewed'em, where the guy shoots him in the head. Chewed'em.
Yeah, and he had like but they were in the Everglades, weren't they?
Swamp people. No, they were Louisiana.
Oh, it was Louisiana.
Yeah, they were like all in like the panhandle like shit. South.
Okay.
Everglades is a national park. Yeah.
So you can't live there.
Nope.
Oh.
I think I'm sure they have like a few, you know, how those places.
Yeah. Right. Some people had a house there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. It's crazy. All behind a giant wall.
All of it. And see, walls work.
Maybe we'll do that. If we get a certain number of subscribers, you and I will go on a boat tour of the Everglades. Take us around.
Switch it up for an animal show. But all right. All right. So where can people find you? Listen to you, Scotty. And all those good things.
It is JBN Pod on Twitter. We're going, I think whenever we start kicking off every week, we'll be doing that weekly and then with you. And then I'll be doing my own show at least once a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Busy guy, dude.
Stay.
So. All right, everybody. Well, thanks. Tomorrow I got Charlie Robinson on for Macroaggressions. Everyone loves Charlie. Great guy. So I got a few topics I'm going to ask that monster and we'll. So I'll see you tomorrow, 8:30. I'm Jack Allen. Thanks for coming, everybody. And we'll talk soon. Peace.
Peace.
It's